This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. More than 800 suspects have been arrested, 32 tons of drugs seized, and $148 million confiscated in a massive global organized crime investigation, according to law enforcement authorities today. Operation Trojan Shield involved police raids in 16 countries, in which 250 firearms and 55 luxury cars were also seized, according to officials announced at a news conference in The Hague. The FBI, over the last 18 months, handed out encrypted phones with the Anom app, believed by the suspects to be safe to use, to more than 300 crime gangs operating in 100 countries, allowing authorities to monitor their drug shipments and other plans. In the meantime, the Justice Department here in the U.S. has recovered the majority of a multi-million-dollar ransom payment to hackers after a cyber attack that caused the operator of the nation's largest fuel pipeline to halt its operations last month. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco announced the operation at a news conference yesterday.
We turned the tables on DarkSide. After Colonial Pipeline's quick notification to law enforcement and pursuant to a seizure warrant issued by the United States District Court for the Northern District of California earlier today, the Department of Justice has found and recaptured the majority of the ransom Colonial paid to the DarkSide network in the wake of last month's ransomware attack.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco. The operation to recover the cryptocurrency from the Russian-based hacker group is the first undertaken by a specialized ransomware task force created by the Biden administration Justice Department and reflects what U.S. officials say is an increasingly aggressive